We've just been joined by Stephanie. And Stephanie, what's your last name?
Oliphant.
I'm glad you said that, because I struggled with it when I saw it.
A lot of people do.
Oliphant.
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 Like elephant, but Ollie.
Ollie, right. Okay. And we spoke on the phone yesterday, and you've got this brilliant event that's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And, yeah, crikey, it is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we've got to let everybody know about it.
We do.
But only young people.
Well, if you're 11 plus to 25,
yeah,
and you've got special educational needs or disabilities, I want you.
You're right. Okay. Is that 11 to 25 young people, all young people?
Yeah.
And the needs are, you know, not just the ones with needs?
No, it has to be, they have to have special educational needs.
Okay. Yeah. So we've established that then. So if you are between 11 and 25 and you have special educational needs,
live on
the Isle of Wight,
and want to have your voice heard, you've got to be able to contribute to a group that I'm hoping to form.
Okay, and tomorrow is the time that you need to do it. It's between 4 and 6?
4.30 and 6.30, down here at the Riverside Centre.
And you, as an added bonus, you get pizza.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's always a good pull, pizza. Well, there'll be pizza provided, and we've got a charity called Kids. They're coming over specially to do a presentation about how participation works for children and young people in this forum.
Brilliant. So you're going to have someone putting on a spread, food-wise, you're going to have somebody talking about things and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
What do you hope to achieve from all of this?
What I hope to achieve is to actually have a children and young persons forum for special educational needs. At the moment, currently, there's a parent carer forum, and I want to establish the equivalent for the children and young people to get their voice heard in matters that matter to them, basically.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm 100% behind this. And I just remember having a conversation with a young lady. At the time, she was 23, and I think I mentioned her on the telephone yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
At the age of 3, she fell out of a window. She damaged her brain. She's wobbly on her feet. She's got wobbly speech. She's got an incredible personality. I asked her one day who she was going to vote for, because it was going back a couple of years when there was an election, and she said, "I don't know. I just want someone to listen to me."
Exactly. They need to have their voice heard.
Mm.
And this could be the best platform, and potentially the only platform available to them on the Isle of Wight, to have their voice literally heard and to take part in decisions that affect them, basically.
Is this open to parents as well? Can parents come too?
Parents can come, but they might be asked to leave, because it is actually just for the children and young people. If parents want to get involved, then they're happy to join and get involved with Parents' Voice, because that is the platform for them.
Okay. What about kids that need their parents around them?
Then they can stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of, because some people have carers that have to help them, and
sure,
that's fine as well. It's not kind of like you've got to get out of the room.
Mm.
If they need help, then help will be there for them, either their own parent or carer, or there'll be a team there.
Okay. How do people find out a little bit more about, obviously we can talk about it, but is there a website, is there a Facebook page that we can go and have a look at?
Well, at the moment, there isn't even a group. So this thing tomorrow is establishing the group.
Right.
And I'll be handing over full autonomy to that group to do what they want to do. So if they want a Facebook page, then that will happen. If they don't, which I can't imagine in this day and age they won't, but it's whatever they want it to look like. They'll be even picking their own name. At the moment, it's called Youth Voice, because it's kind of come out of Parents' Voice. So they can change the name, they can decide how often they want to meet, and they'll decide everything themselves.
Okay.
But tomorrow is just getting that first group of people together.
Brilliant. And I say get involved. You know, basically get involved, because you've got the Youth Council that have been given a voice.
Yeah.
And I know that they go into the council, they rub shoulders with councillors, and they have some kind of say in what goes on.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I will say is you need, if you're going to have a voice, you need to act, and you need to get there tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, the thing is as well, once this group is formed, there will be opportunities for the young people to come to kind of SEN management meetings with the local authority, and things like that. And we will be delegating sort of like champions within that group that want to kind of be a bit bolder. even if you don't want to say anything, you can come along and witness it and give your contribution by being there. But there will be people that will have a strong, bold voice, and that will be nurtured, and they will be given the skills to be able to represent themselves.
Would it be fair to say that over the last couple of years, because of all the cutbacks, now is the time to speak up?
Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely. Because there's, with budgets being so kind of shredded, if you like, the best opportunity to make sure that the right decisions and the money is being spent in the right way is to have a voice in how that happens, so that the money that is existing can be best spent in the best way. That's what Parents' Voice are kind of always trying to aim to kind of just steer how things should be, and how legally as well. But the Youth Voice project, they won't have as much impact as the parents in big decisions, but they will have a bigger impact because it's the voice of the young people.
Sure. And now is the time to do that. Because, you know, not just because of all the cutbacks, but now I have heard rumours that when things start getting back on an even keel, i.e. we then have a Prime Minister, the rumours are is they are going to put more money into where they should be putting it. And if we're not making a noise about it, if we're not shouting about it, they're going to think you're okay.
Oh, gosh, yeah, no. I mean, if silence is a way of saying everything's fine.
Yeah.
If you put your head above the parapet and say, hang on a minute, no, maybe this thing could work better, this is what this is for.
Have you alerted the MP?
I haven't, no.
You should. You should.
Yeah.
I've heard he's a decent chap. I've met him. He seems okay.
Councillor Paul Brading is fully aware that this is happening.
Good.
I spoke to him, and he was actually the person that put me in touch with you.
Brilliant. So, good old Paul. He is one for looking after young people.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. And I think we have got people in our corner. And we just need more. And he's obviously he's our MP. He can be very influential. And the story is that yes, there are going to be funds made available at some point later this year. This is what I've heard.
Wow.
And I think, well, if we haven't got our mouth open, if we're not making a noise, they'll just say, well, they're all right. You don't need any because you're not moaning.
No. Well, this is the thing. Unless you tell people that need to know how things are working, they're not going to see the areas that need the best help, and they'll be throwing money at things that could be actually not very effective, whereas then there's something else that's being overlooked that is actually really helpful.
Okay.
And it's all about empowering these young people to have their voice heard.
Brilliant. Okay, look, I'm glad you came in, I'm glad you made contact, and I'm glad that Paul Brading put you on to us, because we really want to help. So hopefully this, we'll podcast this, we'll put this on the website, we'll chuck it across Facebook, and hopefully you'll get a big crowd of people there tomorrow.
Yes.
And, if there's... just give us those details tomorrow.
So it's at the Riverside Centre in Newport. It starts at 4:30, finishes at 6:30, and there's pizza.
Just turn up for the pizza, if nothing else. So, yeah,
yeah, and have some fun. There will be some fun as well, but I need to emphasise, this isn't the start of a youth club. This is a working forum.
Yeah, it needs to happen, and congratulations on it. And I say, I'm really hoping that you can move forward.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for these young people to really strike forward.
Good for you, Stephanie. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you, thank you.
And hopefully it will go well tomorrow.